So if you could tell me a little bit about what it would mean to the Welsh Football Trust to have the first fixture, especially the women's football, in Wales, in Cardiff.
Well, I think it's great news for sport in Wales as a first point, but obviously specifically to women's football, it's another fantastic injection, really, in terms of you know, the interest generated in the women and girls game in Wales over recent years has been fantastic. And this, again, will create great interest within the women's game.
And do you think it will help to put women's football a bit more firmly on the map in Wales?
Yeah, absolutely. We're building gradually. There's been a lot of changes made in recent years. There was the formation of the National Women's Premier League that was launched about 18 months ago. So the Women's League is in its second year and is going from strength to strength. There's increasing participation, and obviously, you know, these games coming to Wales will certainly help in terms of our four-year strategy. And by 2014, we want to see an increase in participation in the girls' game of 40%. So events like these are certainly going to help put women and girls' football on the map.
And what sort of is the popularity of the Welsh Football Trust at the moment? How many girls are playing football?
Yeah, there's thousands of girls playing football. I think there's about 1,500 girls registered at the moment. But our aim in our four-year strategy is to increase that by 10% every year until 2014. So, you know, we've set ourselves a task, a challenge, and we're quite confident we can reach that. Another example of in terms of raising standards is that we've got next month in March, the end of March, in Llanelli and in Carmarthen, our under-19s, the Welsh under-19s, will be hosting the European qualifiers, where we'll be playing against Germany, who are obviously one of the powerhouses of women's football, Turkey and Iceland. So, again, a great opportunity to raise standards and for young girls and women to see the standard out there in Europe. So, you know, the Olympic Games obviously are gonna help in that way as well.
Sure. And just finally, do you think the Millennium Stadium's too big a venue for the women's football? There have been concerns that it won't be filled. In fact, it will look quite empty.
Yeah, I mean, time will tell if the venue is too big. Certainly, the venue is a fantastic venue for sports. But obviously, if it's a small crowd, then it's going to look extremely small within the stadium. But, you know, it's whoever gets to play that first game, you know, is going to be a great experience and something that, as players, they'll always look back on fondly of having the opportunity to play in such a fantastic stadium.
Okay, that's great, Oshan. Thanks very much for your time.